So we're going to be starting in about 10 seconds in the Mishnah Yutayin of Aleph. Basically, we finished the Sugya B'fani Nechtem, B'fani Nechtem. We're moving on to new Hilchus Gittin. Nechtem B'yayim V'nechtem B'layayim. That's written in the day and signed the same day. B'layla V'nechtem B'layla, B'layla V'nechtem B'yayim Kasher. Basically, if the writing and the signing is done on the same calendar day, it is fine. Even if you write it at night and sign it by day, it's the same calendar day. And we don't write hours in Gittin. We don't write 10 a.m. or 9 a.m., even though it would make a halachic difference, as we will see in the Gemara, it could make a halachic difference, but that wasn't the takana. We don't do that. We write dates, and whatever it covers, and whatever loophole it leaves, as we will see in the Gemara. Because the get is written early, and that's possible. The Gemara is going to want to know why. What can go wrong in the fact that it's signed a day later? All shtaris are possible if they're early, because shtaris create a shibud, they create a lien, and you cannot create a lien earlier than the loan, and the loan is chal when it's signed, so meaning that's when it becomes a shtar, and therefore, if I borrow money today from Dr. Harris, and the shtar is signed tonight, the shibud starts tonight. If it's dated today, that means if I sold the land, Dr. Harris would be able to come and collect it, even though the lien didn't start till tonight. Therefore, a shtar mugdim is puzzle. Doesn't make a difference if it's mugdim a day or 40 days. The same idea. The date tells you when the lien started, and it's not true. The lien did not start that day. But that's true by monetary contracts. It doesn't affect any monetary, and since it doesn't affect any monetary, Reb Shimon holds its kosher. Obviously, the Tanna Kamma must hold that it does affect monetary, and the Gemara will explain why.
Reb Shimon holds it. Why? Reb Shimon holds it even by monetary, it's not a problem.
No, he says get is not monetary. By every monetary star, it creates a lien. You don't want to create a lien before the lien is really created. Let me try to explain. If I predate a star, that means I'm saying the lien happened that day, and it didn't.
Right.
But by get, there's no lien. So who cares? Rashi. Dr. Rashi, nechtem b'layla v'nechtem b'yayim. Haynu chajayim, that's one calendar day. V'ein kan get mugdim, it's not predated. B'yayim v'nechtem b'layla mugdimu. That is a predated get. The mashma, the mahu yayim y'garsha, seems to indicate that the get happened on the date that's written in the get. But it's not true, because you first have to sign it. We assume it was given right after it was signed. The Gemara Mepharish Mabsule, the Gemara want to know what's wrong. Who cares if it gets predated? The reason by monetary contracts is possible, because you collect from the Lekuchas, from the people who bought the land, not Kalocha, because the lien didn't start yet. The lav l'guvayna, I mean, that's not made to collect. The Gemara Mepharish Lo, the Gemara will elaborate. Yes.
Aren't all gittin that
come? Get here. What'd you say?
Aren't all gittin that come medina kayam?
All that discussed the Gemara.
So you can never collect from them, and because it was the thought. What's the example of Lukukos? What?
There's no Reuven in this year. Shimon borrows from Levi $1,000, and he borrows it on Dalit Adar, and the Shtar says Beis Adar. Then, meanwhile, in Gimel Adar, he sold the field. Levi comes to collect from Shimon, and Shimon has no money, so Levi pulls out the Shtar, which gives him a right to go collect from any land sold subsequent to the date of the Shtar. That means the date is based other. That means anything sold on Gimel other has a lien on it. But it's not true, because the loan took place on Dalit other. And therefore, that thing sold on Gimel other has no lien on it. So by predating the star, you are creating a false lien. But that's because it's made to collect money. By get, took Reb Shimon, nobody's collecting anything. So why do I care if the get said she got divorced a day earlier or 5 days earlier? Who cares?
She may remarry and...
And what?
She can't remarry.
If she... She'll be accused of marrying someone before of...
Again, let the Gemara do its thing. I'm just pointing saying what Rav Shimon says. Not the Gemara right, Itmar. But they might take those man begitten. The Gemara wants to know, before we get involved in our Mishnah, why is there a time, why do we need a date for the get? Write a get, don't write a date, give it to the woman, she's divorced. And if anybody wants to know she's divorced, she'll pull out her get that says she's divorced. What difference does it make what the date is?
What kind of question is that?
No, tell me, what's wrong?
When she gets married, when she got married. When she got married to somebody else, and then she's...
She has a get written by her husband, by two Adam signed on it. A very valid get.
Right.
Doesn't say one day she got divorced. What difference does it make?
Because if she got... what if she married somebody else after that?
And she had a get.
But the get was given after she married this guy. Maybe the get happened after. Maybe she was married to this guy when she got remarried to this other guy.
Hold on a second. Her husband gave her a get?
Yeah.
He gave it to her after she married somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't think about it. Itmar. And by the way, that's a very unusual case. Because women don't get married while they're anxious issues.
She knows it's coming. She wants a...
But that's not the reason. It's very close to one of the Gemara's reasons. Mm-hmm. But the Gemara gives a reason that's more applicable.
Right.
But because you're making up a case that a woman would get married as she's an ageist, the man would want to marry an ageist, and the rabbi would be one. Wouldn't say to her, "Give me your get to show you're divorced." Well, somebody's Messiah of Kedushin.
No.
Okay, so they did it with two Adam. They wanted to get fun. I mean, I can't say it's impossible, but it's very improbable.
Mm-hmm.
This date is from the Rabbanon, right? Adding the date is from the Rabbanon, right?
The Gemara wants to know why the Rabbanon make a date in the get, correct?
When the get is given, there's also Adam when the get is given, too.
Correct.
Okay, so
Adam is zero. They're not necessarily around,
right. But
they're Adam is zero, correct?
Okay.
The Neymar take the Zaman begitten. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shum Basa Chaisoi. What happens is, this is an example. A person's married to his niece. And she's Mizana. So he's furious. His wife was Mizana. But he's got a problem because Adam saw her being Mizana and they warned her. And she's up. She's, who knows what's going to happen to her? She's going to get killed. Chedek. Doesn't want his niece to die. Doesn't really care to be married to her, but it's his relative. So what he does is he writes a get. No date. Gives it to her. And when Adam come and testify in Bethlehem that she was Mizana as an ancient fish, she pulls the get out and says, I was divorced already. So basically, the husband will cover for his wife's znus. Bat Achois is an example, because Yerushalmi brings a story of when it happened. That a guy covered for his wife's znus, for his niece's, his wife was his niece. That was not uncommon in those days, because as the Gemara said in Yevamos, that it's a mitzvah to marry your niece. So he married his niece, and then she was Mizana. So he wanted this marriage to be terminated, but he didn't want her killed. So he covered for her. That's the case in the Yerushalmi. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon refers to that case. But he basically means any husband whose wife is Mizana, and even though he hates your guts for being Mizana, but at the same time she was his wife and he doesn't want to see her killed, he'll write a get without a date, and he'll cover for her.
He married a regular lady. The whole reason is because Yerushalmi is the case, right?
Right.
But this applies to a regular lady also?
Again, we're afraid that a husband, as much as he's angry at his wife for being Mizana, still doesn't want her killed.
She was a relative also, right?
Give you a case of relative, because the Gemara, usually you can tie her that if it's not a relative, he's so angry at her that he wants her killed. But a relative is still a blood relative. Blood thicker than water.
That's right. That's what I was trying to say. Meaning,
I'm glad you were trying to say that. You didn't say that.
No.
Blood thicker than water.
I'd have a chance to say it. Meaning.
Okay, fine.
Is it your regular? She has to get a get from her original bound.
What? It's nature's.
So what happens? Does she have to get a get from her?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
She's us to her.
Still needs a get, sure.
She needs a get.
Absolutely.
She didn't make her put it in herself mazana where she doesn't even need to get.
No, absolutely not. But how does they know? The marriage doesn't terminate because she's mazana.
That's the question.
Then they kill her.
Yeah, the killing has nothing to do with that.
He doesn't really need a get because she'll be killed anyway. He'll be a widower.
He's giving a get so she shouldn't get killed.
No, this case is...
Yeah, but not always do we kill. It has to be Hasra'ah, it has to be Kabbalah Hasra'ah. It's not like we kill so fast. But if we kill, you're right, it'll be a widower.
Hasra'ah Baal, does that happen fast?
As soon as we know she was Mazana.
With all these conditions?
No.
No.
She's Hasra'ah to Baal when she's Mazana willingly. In fact,
Rabbi?
Yes.
Why is the Gemara's example that it's undated as opposed to wrongly dated? Is it an issue of Edim? What's that?
Yeah. The first thing the Gemara wants to establish is why is there a date. Then we'll go and see what's wrong if it's the wrong date.
I'm just wondering why the husband chose that option as the safer option. I was wondering if it was an issue of Edim. You couldn't get Edim to lie about the date on it. They would have to see it.
Probably
true. As opposed
true.
To an undated one.
Probably true.
Okay.
Probably true. Okay. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Paris. By the way, I was going to say, in fact, if an Eid Echad comes and tells a husband, your wife was Mazana, will play me. He's not believed. But the Gemara says if the husband trusts that Eid Echad, he should divorce his wife. He's not mechuyev to trust him. Eid Echad's not Neman. But if the guy is a trustworthy person, so he's mechuyev to divorce his wife.
Why would the guy say anything?
Because somebody saw a woman being mazana with a man, and she said she knows that. He saw Mrs. Smith being mazana with a man. She's ushered to her husband. It doesn't depend on Edith to be ushered to her husband. She's ushered to her husband because she had an extramarital affair. Willingly. So now this aide walks over to Mr. Smith and says, by the way, your wife was Mazana. Mr. Smith does not have to believe in Melechot, not Mammon. But if Mr. Smith knows this person is an honest person, he has to separate from his wife because he accepts the fact. There's a tshuva in the night of Yehuda. I hate to use the word fascinating, but it's a very famous tshuva in the night of Yehuda. A son-in-law was Mazana with his mother-in-law. And he wants to do tshuva. So he writes to the Rebbe Yehuda, what does he do for tshuva? So it's a famous tshuva, because the Rebbe Yehuda goes through everything the person should do to get tshuva. But then he says, he heard his father-in-law. His father-in-law is usher to his wife. He has to get mechila from his father-in-law for ushering his wife on him. Rather hard, no? But that's what everybody talks about. And in that tshuva, he talks about should he tell his father-in-law. His father-in-law doesn't know.
So
should he tell his father-in-law, I was Mazana with your wife? So he says, if the father-in-law will believe him, he should tell him, because his father-in-law's also to the wife.
He doesn't know it. No, he doesn't know.
So the question is, should he tell him? He's us. If there is a fact, he might not know.
He's with her every time he's over in Avera?
B'shegig. He doesn't know. But he's living with a woman he's not allowed to live with.
She's amazed.
What?
And she's amazed each time.
She's amazed.
He may give her
a... Elamaisa, this is a Shiloh... I don't know how she said this on the phone. I was once in another city, not Cleveland, and I ate by the rabbi's house Friday night, and he told me he wasn't by davening tonight, and I asked him why. So he said, because he had a story of a person who found out, a woman found out that her husband was Mazana with a different member in the shul's wife.
We have to hear this stuff.
And the husband of the woman that was Mazana doesn't know. So he was dealing with that issue. He was dealing with the issue of the woman who was furious at her husband for being the Zama. So she called. It's a sad story. She called him up and she wanted to know if she can go be mezamen to get even with her husband. So he told her, you better not, because you're going to be ushered to your husband. Anyway, so that was that part of the story. The other part of the story was whether the woman who was mezana is mechuyev to tell her husband that she was mezana, because she's ushered to her husband. But he doesn't know. So there's a whole Devei Chaim, the whole thing, and Reb David Cohen ended up passing the shaila, but it was one of these interests that she doesn't have to tell him.
She did not know? He said she did not
the know. The husband did not know that his wife was mezana.
And she was concerned about whether she can be back with her own husband?
No. The lady whose husband was mezana was angry at her husband for being mezana, but she's not us, sir.
Right.
The lady who was mezana did not tell her husband that she was mezana. And that became the issue, whether she's mechuyev to tell her husband.
Why wouldn't she be mechuyev?
Okay, so I'm not going to get involved in the intricacies of the halacha, but the halacha was that she wasn't mechuyev to tell him. Let's just say it was a rather complicated case. What can I tell you? We hope it doesn't happen too often.
You missed out. I was going to say, how often is case, where is she from?
I'm
just telling you, I was at the rabbi's house. He was telling the shiloh he had that week.
Did not have to tell her husband. Am I correct? The basic woman did not have to tell
her husband? No, she did not have to tell her husband, but she had restrictions. She had restrictions for the rest of her life.
Right, okay.
Meaning she had to turn her... I'm not going to get involved. It's too complicated. But we learned straight, maybe we'll talk about it. Nothing in my mind. Rish Lakish Amar B'Shem Peiris. Rish Lakish says that the problem we have is Peiris, meaning what happened is, as soon as he gives her the get, from the time of the get, I should say, from the moment the get is written, the husband loses the right to eat her Peiris, to eat the Peiris of the field. And now, if it's not dated, he's going to give her a get. And meanwhile, he ate Peiris for the last 3 weeks after the get was written. And he's not allowed to eat Peiris the day the get is written. So the lady lost out. Her husband was eating the fruit of her land illegally, because even though she was married to him, but he loses Peiris as soon as the get is written.
What?
That's the halakha.
What?
That's what Chazal said. Peiris is a takana drabanan, and as soon as he writes a get, he loses the Peiris.
Because you go up to Chasima, you go up to Mesiva, you go to you wrote it, maybe he changed his mind.
About these guys that go out to war, they wrote their wives a get just in case they didn't come back.
So the bet, it was written out tonight, not written out tonight.
That would depend.
Okay, right, again, I didn't think about what would happen in that.
What about the Plums case?
Sorry,
what did you say? No, it's Enochanami. If he puts away the get and he doesn't use it, it's a different story. But here he did use the get a little while later. And meanwhile, he's eating Peiris illegally. Anyway, let's do more Gemara and all these things will fill into place instead of having to try to solve all problems as soon as they were finished. Rashi, may not take this about getting given the last story of the Gevaida, who is not a collectible star, shouldn't make a difference. Mishum Basa Chaisai, the Ishtai, Vashem Atiz Natakhtav, should be Mazana, Vachasa Lashalai Tachanak, he doesn't want her to get killed. The Chaisal Vagabalai Zman, Vinaisa Lok, Shemid Malab Abedin, and when they ate him come and testify, Maitzia Gita, she pulls out her get, I'm his Gerusha, you see, I was a Gerusha, Upnuya, and I was single by Zisha. Mishum Paris, Shemizman Get, Eilach, and Yimkai Paris, Abal Paris, Nixim, and Lokshala. If the husband sells the Paris Tigre, she is allowed to collect them. If there's no Zman, he'll keep on selling off the fruit of her land, and there's no way she can prove it. And when she takes him to Bazin that he's selling off her fruit, she has the bottom hand, meaning she has the raw end of the deal. Right? I just divorced you. She said, you sold my field last week, you sold my fruit. Said, yeah, last week, you were still married to me. I never wrote a get. There's no day. There's no way to prove it. She can go to Bethlehem with the get and tell Bethlehem, see, I'm divorced. So from now on, he can't tell Paris. But he really lost it beforehand. He lost it as soon as he wrote it. He didn't give it right away. So meanwhile, there's no way she can prove that get was written. There's no Zman. So she could schlep the Adam into Bethlehem and things like that, but that's very complicated. By writing Zman, you're protecting her. That's what Rosh Lakish says.
When does it actually become hers again?
Well, he writes the get. according to Rishlakish.
Oh, not when he's meiser.
Again, let's see the Gemara. Not the Gemara, Rishlakish, my time, Elam, Rebbe Yechanan. Why didn't Rishlakish say the reason is he might cover for his life? Amalach, Znus Leshchiach. It's an uncommon case. Women aren't Mazana as Aishas Ish that he would want to cover for them. It's not that big.
What's the question?
Why didn't Rishlakish agree to Rebbe Yechanan's reason? Why did he say his own reason? The answer is because this is not common. So Rashi will question the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon wouldn't make it takana. Now Tysus speaks out. Unfortunately, you can't say Znus Leshchiach. It happens. So Tysus says Znus with Edom and Asra is Leshchiach. You only have to do it if there's Edom that warned her. The case is that an Aishasish is Mazana with Edom and Asra is not very frequent.
And
right, exactly. Rebbe Yechanan, my time alone, Rosh Lakish. Because Ksavri, Yeshla Baal Peiris, not Chas Nesina. He argues with Rosh Lakish. He says the guy does not lose his Peiris when he writes the get. He loses the Peiris when he gives the get. And therefore, you don't need a Zaman. She gets the get. She walks into Bezna and says, Bezna, I have my get. You guys register, please. I have my get. It's Tuesday. I have my get. He might have sold Paris last week after he wrote it. Rabbi Yechanan says it's still his. Like Avraham Cohen was saying, why would he lose the Paris? He's still married to her. So that's the Machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan and Shlakish. If Shlakish holds you lose the Paris at the time of Ksiva, and Rabbi Yechanan says it's not true.
Last question?
Bashi. Dr. Ashi Achas Nesina, Hilkik Slan Ksiva Sagetlin Mahani Midi. Doesn't help. If you ask the Mitrov, to prove when she got the get. That's easy for her. She got the get. There were Adam and Sarah. She can go to Bezin right now with the get in her hand and get Bezin to see that she is a divorced lady, so he'll stop selling the fruit. But meanwhile, if he writes it and keeps it till he gives it, according to her Shlokish, she has no right to the fruit anymore, and that's not provable. Yes?
The sense of Los Chiyach. So, I was thinking that the guy might be married to a woman, and she might be, he might want to give, she might have done this loose, and he says, you know what, my kids will hate me for bringing her up.
Again, how she...
I'll lie instead.
Again.
So my kids won't hate me.
Again, how she is it that a woman is going to be Madonna to Nation Six with Adam and Hasra?
Oh, that's the
Los Chiyach
part?
That's what Tyson said. I said that.
Oh, okay.
It's not very common that a person has a wife that not only she's Mazana B'mezen, but she does it with Adam who warned her and she says, I don't care.
But why would they say Los Chiyach? But that's the halacha. That's how she gets killed.
Or is that enough to make a date?
The question is, are we going to make it to cover the date to cover for that fear that somebody might want to cover for his wife who's going to get killed? It's such a remote possibility that we wouldn't make it takana for that.
The remote possibility is the husband won't go against the wife.
No. See, again, we don't make takanas for far-out cases.
Is it Los Chiyach about the Edom or Los Chiyach about the husband after the Edom?
No, why is Chiyach that Edom and Asra?
You can say that. What are the chances of somebody killing somebody and there was Adam giving us...
You're right. It doesn't happen very frequently.
And therefore the Rabbanim didn't step up?
To do what?
Okay, you're right. No takana.
So far we have here, you lose the Paris either from Shatz Ksiva or Shatz Mesira. Now, whatever happened to Rameyer's din?
All that means is they turn it to a valid get. Paris is a takana to Rabbanon. A husband's right to Paris is a rabbinic takana for the benefit of the husband. The question at hand is, at what point did Rabbanon say, no more?
So there's nothing to do with chasima, just writing it in itself?
That's what Rosh Lakish said.
No, I
didn't say there won't be opinion of chasima. I didn't finish the Gemara yet. We're not at the next sugya yet. No, he didn't interrupt, but he's trying. All I said was, so far we have two opinions.
I feel very bad what you said. It's serious. I'm leaving because of that. I have to leave because of that. He embarrassed me.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
I'm leaving. This person's the boss. Rum.
He had to leave early anyway. He had told me before. So nobody's taking this serious.
I
don't have to worry. But, you know, there's a shiloh if a husband decides to divorce his wife, they're fighting like crazy. And then one of them dies, and the other one said, Avelos.
Oh, wow.
There are that say that how can you make a person say Avelos when he's not Mitzabu? He's not upset. He's rather happy. We don't pass it that way. But then, because of Akhrenim, I'm talking about the Marshal, say that Avelos means that this is sad. If a husband's fighting with his wife and he's ready to divorce her, he's rotten really sad if she passes away. I mean, you could say maybe he is, but you can make an argument that he's not. Then he talked about it.
He doesn't have to pay
the school. He doesn't have to pay the school. Well, she died. He doesn't have to pay the school. But that's not the issue at hand. That's just all of it. Don't think of my advice. Bishlai Marish Lakish, Mishimachi Kamaksha Reb Shimon. The Rish Lakish, now we can understand Reb Shimon. Because he says, the parents is, he says, once he decided to divorce her, meaning Rav Shimon says a predated get is okay, because once he decided to divorce her, again, what happened is, it wasn't a predated get. He wrote the get on Sunday. He signed the get on Sunday night. But on Sunday, he wrote the get. So he loses the Paris. So what can go wrong if she pulls out the get that he's losing the Paris of a day? He's not losing anything. Because as soon as he wrote the get, he lost the Paris. He wrote the get Sunday. So why do we care if the Adam signed Sunday night? They're not hurting anybody. The Paris were lost on Sunday. That's the date in the star. Again, the reason they have a date is because he loses the Paris the minute he writes it. So we want to know So therefore we want to know what day he wrote it. Now, when he signs it, it's immaterial. Nobody's losing because the signature's the next day. The Paris he lost on the first day, and nothing else is Magaya money. So why do I care if he signed it Sunday night? He lost the Paris on Sunday. Nobody's... He legally lost it on Sunday. That's the day he wrote the get.
So Shimon
says if he signs it Sunday night, there's no reason it's possible.
He holds like
Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, I can understand Reb Shimon. El Reb Yechanan, my time is Reb Shimon the Master. According to Reb Yechanan, the whole thing is that we don't want him covering for his nut. And he can cover, because he can write the get on Sunday. She was Mazan on Sunday. He quickly writes the get on Sunday, right? And she's still an Ashish. She's Mazan of that day, and he gives it to her, even though it wasn't signed till Sunday night. And he gave it to her Sunday night. He's covering for her, because the date is a pre-date. Let me explain what I'm doing. He wrote the get on Sunday. Then she heard he wrote a get, so she went and she was Mazana. She's not divorced. He signed it Sunday night, gives it to her. He covered for her. So why would Reb Shimon make a kasher? He can, it's the takana, let me try to explain. According to Reb Yochanan, we want to eliminate a possibility that he covers for her. So according to Reb Shimon, you're not eliminating the possibility. He might have written again on Sunday. She decided she heard her husband divorcing her, so she ran out with Mazana Sunday afternoon. The get's not signed and given until Sunday night. So this get's covering for her. So according to Reb Yochanan, it should be possible. So why is Reb Shimon saying it's kosher? We're not eliminating the possibility that he's covering for her. By allowing a get to be signed the day afterwards, you're allowing him to use that get to cover for her. We should not allow that to happen. Right. Zakti Gemara, Amalok Reb Yechanan, Alibid Reb Shimon Loi Kamina, Ki Kamina Alibid Rabban. You're right. Reb Shimon does not agree to me. He does not agree that the reason for Zman was to cut, to protect, to save a woman. to save us from having a husband cover his wife. He holds the reason is Peres. He agrees 100% to Rish Lakish. But the Rabbanon argue. And the Rabbanon say, forget about Peres. He doesn't lose Peres till Messina. But the reason we don't want it is because of Shem Yechapa. So that's the Machloikas of Shimon and Rabbanon. Dr. Bechanan, the Machloikas of Shimon and Rabbanon is the Machloikas I have with Rish Lakish. Rabbanon old Peres is not a concern. Because he doesn't lose Peres, so he gives the get. So what's the concern? The concern is because of, what's the name again? Because of Zuz. So we don't want any predated get because it'll cover Zuz. If Shimon holds, Zuz is not a concern. It's like Shriach. He holds the problem is Peres. Therefore, we can't have a get predated because then the husband's going to lose the Peres. Meaning, we can't have a get predated because he loses the Peres in the time Ksiva. So nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong.
Rabbi, what about the Ksuba kicks in at the time that the get is delivered?
Given.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Maybe... Oh, so it's only because
it's
one
given. I do a date. Date is not a... So Rabbi Yochanan's explanation...
Let me try to explain. Tzuba's lien starts from the date of marriage. The get does not create any lien on the tzuba. The minute a man marries his wife, there's a lien on his property.
But it's conditional.
Again. The bottom line is she can collect from any land he sold during the marriage. Whether she got to get on Monday or on Tuesday.
Any land throughout the whole marriage?
Through the whole marriage. She has a lien on every piece of land from the day she gets married till the day she collects it, if she ever collects it.
Not just from the time. No,
the get does not create any obligation. It makes the ksuba payable. The obligation of ksuba is created in marriage. The lien on ksuba is created in marriage. All divorce does is it makes it collectible. But the lien is there from the day of the marriage. So whether it's date right or date wrong makes no difference. The lien is from the day of the chasana.
So he sells an estate after the get?
She can go collect it. Everything he owns till he pays that ksuba has a lien on it. From the day she got married, she has a lien on every bit of his property till the day he pays her up.
What if he acquires new property
after during the marriage? After the get? She has a lien on everything he owns. So listen, Reuben has a star that Shimon owes him $1,000. Every piece of land that Reuben buys, that Shimon buys, it has a lien on that loan. The lien is there. You don't the get does not create the lien. The get does just make the lien collectible.
So this answer is...
So basically what Rabbi is saying is, I'm saying shot and drop on him. Rabbi Shimon, he holds it's a payment issue, therefore there's nothing wrong with a predated get. He's not worried about this. He's only, and fruit's not an issue because the husband loses the fruit the day he writes it. So what do I care if it's written the day before?
Good for the wife that way.
So he agrees to Rish Lakish in a way.
In Reb Shimon.
In Reb Shimon. So this my time of Layomar is really only.
In Rabbanon. Rashi. Zok Rashim Shemhokim Machshir Reb Shimon. Beget Mokdim Kedamar Lekamon. Saber of Shimon, Kibishin Osir Ein of Lagarsha, once he wrote the get, Shavei LeParis. Hilkam Isil Lemitrov Lekukas the Paris Miam Ksiva Shaparov, if she wants to collect it, okay. Now, why did Rabbanon argue it's going to be an issue, according to Rish Lakish, with Hamid Rabbanon, Lekamim Mepharish? Elul Rab Yechanan, Namas Mamishim Bata Chaisi Iskin, my time in Rab Shimon the Machshir, Zimun Zanoi Boisi Yim, she was Zana that day, but then she was still an Aishas Ish. The Kozman Shle Nechtum Le Nitla wasn't given to her. She made Nas Lusa Mitzia Get, the custom by Moise Yahim and Marish Grusha Yisi. Dr. Gemara, Libid Reb Shimon Loi Kamina, the Reb Shimon Vadai, Zman lav mishum batachaytzi iskun. It wasn't made because of batachaytzi. Ela mishum peris. Fine. Frek the Gemara. Bishleimer l'Rabbi Yechanan, haino de'ikir bein Reb Shimon l'Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yechanan, I understand not a machlok of Reb Shimon l'Rabbanan. Rabbanan are worried about tnus, therefore you cannot have a date that's not the date that the get was given. And Reb Shimon doesn't worry about tnus. Elul Reish Lakish, ma'ikir bein Reb Shimon l'Rabbanan. But according to Reish Lakish, what's the machlokes? Reb Shimon is 100% right. What can go wrong if the date is a day earlier? Reish Lakish doesn't worry about this. And Peiris is not a concern because the day it's written, she loses the Peiris. He loses the Peiris. Dr. Gemara, Peiris de Mishas Ksiva Vachat Ksimia Kibinayu. Reish Lakish says, Rabbanon hold that you lose the Peiris the time you sign it, not the time you write it. Therefore, if you write it on Sunday and sign it Sunday night, the husband's going to lose the Paris on Sunday, and he really is not supposed to lose it to Sunday night. So to protect the husband, you can't have it written the day that's not signed. So let's review what we have over here. We have a machlokes, Reb Yechanan and Reish Lakish, in understanding why they made a takon of Zman. Reb Yechanan says the takon of Zman is made to cover for snus. Therefore, Reb Yechanan says the drabbanon hold that any time you have a get not written on the day it's signed, it can be used to cover snus, and therefore it's puzzle. So if you write a get on Sunday and sign it Sunday night, she might have been mezunah Sunday afternoon, and that get's going to cover for her. So therefore the rabbanon say, a get not written, not dated, the day it was signed, it's puzzle. Because it can theoretically be used to cover in a woman that's mezunah. And the reason Rabbanon want a time is to not let coverage for a woman that was mezunah. Yeah. Reb Yechanan holds that you have to worry about it. Right? That's what he said. So we understand Reb Yechanan and Rabbanon. The Rabbanon holds any get written on Sunday, signed on Sunday night, can still be used to cover. Therefore, just like we need a Zman, we need the right Zman. Because if you don't have the right Zman, you're covering for her. That's Reb Yechanan and Chita Drabanan. Reb Yechanan says Reb Shimon does not hold of snus at all. He's not worried about snus. Snus like Shriach. Reb Shimon holds that the reason we have Zman is because we want to know when is a husband giving up his right for fruit. We want to know when it's written so that day he loses his right to sell her fruit. Mishas Ksiva. Therefore, since he holds Mishas Ksiva, the minute it's written, he loses it. So what do I care if it's signed the next day? Reb Yechanan in Reb Shimon. So Reb Yechanan explains the machlokes to Rabbanon and Reb Shimon. What is the reason they created Zman? Rabbanon hold they made it because of Znus. And since they made it because of Znus, you have to make sure it's dated the day it was signed, because if not, it'll cover. Cover for a little bit, but it'll still cover. Paris is not an issue according to the Rabbanon. Which Reb Yechanan holds, the husband holds on to it to the day he divorces her, actually. Not the day he wrote it. Reb Shimon holds, Paris is the reason we have Zman. And therefore, once it's written, he loses the Paris. So what do I care if it's signed the next day? That's how Reb Yechanan explains the machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanon.
Reb Shimon holds Paris is an issue.
It's an issue if you don't have a Zman.
Right.
But if you have a date and it's not signed till the next day, it's not an issue. Because he lost the Paris as soon as it was written.
He holds
you lose the Mishas Ksiva. Once he wrote it, he lost it. So if he has the date Sunday, that's the day he lost it.
But he needs a date regardless.
He needs a date, but it doesn't have to be it can be a day early that actually he gave it to her. Because he lost the Paris the day he wrote it. That's been an accurate date.
We don't know when he wrote it.
It says the date.
The date was written not on the same date as the...
As the signature, but he wrote it that day.
So it starts from
there. There's no lie here. He wrote it on Sunday.
The date on the thing is when it was written?
Yes. The cipher writes the date, first line. B'sheni b'shabbos, sh'das is... That's what he writes.
Have a problem if he post-dated it?
No. Post-dated is only hurting himself. I mean, is he post-dating it?
No, see, he thinks it for next Tuesday.
That would be possible, because he's hurting the payers. We want the date to be written. The cipher is writing. We're not accusing anybody of lying here. That's Reb Yechon Shem. Reb Lakish holds, this is not an issue according to anybody. Reb Lakish holds the machlokes, Reb Yechon and Reb Lakish, Reb Shimon and Rabbanan is, when does the husband lose the payers? Writing or signing? Everybody holds he loses it at one point before the get's given. What's that point? Rabbanan holds signing. Therefore, if it's written Sunday and signed Sunday night, she's going to start collect saying that he had no right to collect the fruit, sell the fruit from Sunday. It's not true. He had the right till Sunday night. Therefore, we can't have a get dated the day it's written. We have to have it dated the day it's signed. And Reb Shimon holds you lose at the time of writing. So in Reb Shimon, there's no machlokes Reb Yechon and Reb Lakish. They both say the same thing. The same reason. That you lose the payers in the time of Ksiva, and thus is not an issue. The machlokes Reb Yechon and Reb Lakish is in the Rabbanon. Reb Yechon holds that there's no issue, and Reb Lakish holds the husband doesn't lose the payers in the Rabbanon till it's signed. Therefore, if you write it Sunday and sign it Sunday night, he only loses it Sunday night. See, the husband's going to be losing the payers illegally from Sunday to Sunday night. Therefore, we say it's possible.
Protect one to protect the husband, and one to protect the wife.
Right. Yes. Right. Correct. Right. There's no way to know that. Right. Matzah of Lagash means when it's written. They go, that's the source of this shiloh that I mentioned before. The guy is fighting with his wife and is talking about divorcing her, and then all of a sudden she dies or he dies. Is there shiva or not?
And they don't write the hours, the time.
Hours is not written. That was not part of the tarkoma.
Because
they didn't make it. Because they didn't make it. Which means it's flexible. She's Mizana Sunday afternoon, and she pulls out a get that it was written on Sunday, even though it might not have been written till Sunday evening, but you can't prove that she wasn't divorced. On the other hand, if he sells the fruit Sunday morning, after he gave her the get, she can't prove that he gave her the get, that the get was written before that. She can always say, I wrote it in the afternoon. So it's a flat. That day is not protected.
What about the 30-day thing? She has 30 days after a get to get married?
3 months.
3 months.
So 90 days.
Three months.
And
let's say she does get married during that time.
We have a problem. We'll never know. If she violated Drabbanon, we separate them. We heard that in Yavamas. We separate them. It's machlekes. We let them get married after 90 days. Because she did an Isser and he did an Isser. You're not supposed to marry a woman within 90 days. It creates, the reason they asked her the 90 days is because of the shaila. If she gets pregnant, we will never know who the father is. Theoretically, you're right, but the halacha doesn't change.
We're saying in 90 days it'll be, anybody could observe whether she's pregnant or not?
Correct.
So, but they can cover up. I mean, not all women look pregnant.
In the Chazal say 90 days is called Chukar Ubra. There's no reason to cover up.
No, but some people don't show it. Some
Again, women, she knows she's pregnant.
I mean, she's the one that knows.
But the Isser here is nowhere. We're talking about issues here, not talking about this.
We're not talking about 90 days. You're the one that brought it in. You're the one that brought it in. We didn't mention a word.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's just, Aishas
Ishas is a deraisa, it's a chiyav misa, and 90 days is a drabana. It's a whole different story.
And we take her word for it, whoever the father is. She's going to tell us.
Again, if she waits 90 days, she'll tell us she's pregnant or not. If she's pregnant, she's not going to get married anyway. It's a different halakha. No, because the husband, because she's going to have a baby, and who's going to feed the baby? Because the husband, she might get pregnant the second time. It's a whole You're not allowed to marry a Mubaris or a Menekes Chadera. I don't know how long it'll last in this
baby.
Whoever feeds her. But what happens is we're afraid, again, she can nurse her baby. That's not a problem. Problem is when she gets pregnant again from the second husband. That dries up her milk. We have that in Yavamas as well. So in Rav Shimon, this is the key, I just want to stress it again. In Rav Shimon, there's no argument. Everybody holds, Rav Shimon holds, the reason for Zban is to protect her Paris. He loses it from the time he writes, and if he doesn't put any date on, she'll lose on the deal, because there's no way of knowing when it was written. But once we made the takana, you don't have to have the right date for the same date as the signature. Because as soon as he writes it, he loses the papyrus. So there's nothing wrong in having it get written on Sunday and signed on Sunday night.
That's why Rav Shimon
says it's okay. There's no monetary loss. And Rabbanan say it's not okay. Here you have a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says there's no reason to passel the shtar that's written earlier because of papyrus. That's not the reason. The reason is because of Shem Yechapa. He might cover for the snus. So therefore we want it signed the day it was written to make sure he can't cover. And Rav Shlakish says that the reason that Rabbanan is, he doesn't lose the fruit yet. He doesn't lose it till it's signed. And since he doesn't lose it till it's signed, we are making him lose fruit a day earlier because the date is a day earlier and that's not fair to him. So therefore it's puzzle.
That's Rav Shlakish in Shem.
Correct.
To protect the husband.
Correct.
Why are we concerned about protecting the husband if he's doing it to himself? He has the power to protect himself.
No, because it's hurting the people that bought the fruit. He sold the fruit on Sunday, and she'll come and say, he wrote again on Sunday, and therefore you guys bought fruit that didn't belong to him. Can I have it back, please? He's not only hurting himself, he's hurting the buyers.
Because they're going to come she's going to come to the shtar with that was predated.
It was written on Sunday. Rabbanan say he doesn't lose the papyrus till it's signed. So that day he had a legal right to sell the fruit. But she's going to come and say, look, Sunday.
She may collect from him.
So they're going away from them. So you're right, the husband's hurting himself, but he's also hurting the buyers.
But how do you know when it's signed?
You can't know when it's signed. That's why the Rabbanan said you can't sign it on a different day.
The Rabbanan said it's from the signing.
Right.
You don't know when it was signed.
According to the Rabbanan, you can have a different date. You have to sign it the day it's written. The Edom should not sign a star that has a different date. We assume that the Edom are going to keep the halacha. Therefore, we know when it was signed, the day it was written. If not, it's a puzzle again. Continue, Rav Shimon, tomorrow.